Welcome to the Impact of Utilizing Biodegradable Containers in Ornamental Crop Production Systems Workshop. We've got six sessions today. They're each about 15 minutes. My name is Amy Fulcher. I'll be the moderator today. And for those of you that are speakers, I've been instructed not to read your title or to introduce co-authors, to give you all as much time as possible and to give you a five-minute warning. So I'm going to do my best at that. Our first speaker is Yuping Sun from Texas A&M. He works with Genhua Nu. Many of you all know Genhua. Welcome, Yuping.
Thank you so much. Today I'm going to share with you the impact of biocontainers on the plant performance and the container decomposition in the landscape. So this is a specialty crop research initial project. So we have many locations involved in this project. As you know, the plant plastic containers present a significant solid waste issue in the green industry. And one of the sustainable practices is to use the biocontainer as an alternative to the plastic container. However, the biocontainers may impact the plant performance, establishment, and also irrigation management. So this photo showed the materials were used in this project, three different plant species, impatience, cleome, and an antenna. Eight different parts included in the project. From your from the left to the right, you can see a plastic container as a contour, and then soil wrap, peat container, wood pulp container, rust hole container, straw parts, and core parts, then manure parts. So this list all different containers were used in the project with the materials made for them. As core parts made with a coconut husk, manure parts made 100% composted cow manure, and peat parts made with peat moss and wood pulp, rust hull, slotted rust hull container, and the soil wrap is actually bioplastic sleeve. And the straw parts made with 80% rust straw and 20% coconut fiber, wood pulp wet mess made with 74% recycled paper. So three different species were chosen based on the water use requirements: impatiens and an antenna, cleome. Impatiens plants has relatively high water use requirements, and an antenna plant has relatively low water use requirements. However, the cleome is in the middle between of those. And the five locations, the project were conducted in five locations, including Mississippi, Texas, Illinois, Kentucky, and West Virginia. So these five locations represent the hardest zone from number 5 to 8. And Mississippi, Texas has relatively higher temperature, air temperature than other three locations. And Mississippi, Illinois has relatively higher precipitation than others. In addition, Texas has high light intensity and relatively no humidity. So in April, rooted cuttings of those three different species were transplanted in all those containers, and they were grown in the greenhouse to the marketable size. They were transplanted into the field plots, and the plants were grown in the field at the same amount of degree days. In this case, we choose 4,630 degree days with the best temperature at 40 Fahrenheit. So this will allow similar growing period among different locations. In August, we will harvest them and dug out the containers and collect the final shoot dry weight and calculate the percentage of container decomposition. So this is the photo looks like the plants perform in Mississippi. As you see, antenna and cleome growing pretty good. In patients, they are good, but it's much smaller than those two plants. In El Paso, this picture was taken in 2012. We have two different species included because in patients, Cleome didn't perform good in El Paso in 2011. So we included Artemisia and Budelia plants in this study. As you see, those plants perform very good in 2012 in El Paso. So I did analysis, a two-way analysis, used the data from Illinois, Mississippi, and West Virginia to see the factors, how the factors affect the shoot dry weight. As you see, the plant species, type of the containers, location, growing season, all significantly affect the shoot dry weight. And all interactions except the type of the container and also growing season significantly affect them. For convenience, I will present this by species and then by year. So in this table, you can see the Cleome shoot dry weight in 2011 among different containers in four different locations. The low-case needles represent the mean separation among different containers, and the upcase needles means cross the location. So we didn't see too much variation among the different containers for the Cleome shoot dry weight. However, much more variation among the locations. Mississippi produced the highest shoot dry weight compared to other three locations. In 2012, more variations observed in Illinois and Kentucky, however, still no significant in Mississippi and West Virginia. In this case, Mississippi still produced the highest shoot dry weight, then Kentucky and Illinois and West Virginia. This is because Mississippi has a high temperature and a high precipitation. Let's look at the inpatient shoot dry weight. In 2001, you can see not too much variation among different containers in Illinois and Texas, West Virginia, and there's some significance in Mississippi. In 2012, we didn't see too much variation among different containers, and also the location has had some significant data. And in this case, Kentucky produced the most shoot dry weight than the Illinois and Mississippi. West Virginia also produced higher numbers than Illinois and Mississippi. Lantana plants has relatively higher shoot dry weight than other plant species. And here we didn't see too much variation among different containers. Mississippi still produced the most shoot dry weight than Illinois, West Virginia, and Texas. This data shows 2012, more variation among different containers in Illinois, Kentucky. However, we didn't see too much in Mississippi, all four locations. And Mississippi produced the highest shoot dry weight than Kentucky, and then Illinois, and West Virginia. So to summarize all the data, you may see the plant, the biocontainers didn't affect too much on the shoot dry weight of those three different species, and the locations had relatively high impact than the container. It's so interesting to see that decomposition of the container in the landscape and around the two-way analysis used data from the Illinois, Mississippi, West Virginia. As you see, all factors significantly affect their decomposition, even interactions also significant. So this is the data on the decomposition of a container with a plan, Kenelmi plant planted in these containers in 2011. So the materials of the container had a higher significant impacts on the decomposition, and they have some variation across the location. However, still, the impact from the locations is much lower than the effects of the container material. So, I'm not going to read through all the details. So, I've calculated the mean number for those decomposition of the container across the location. In this case, you see module part has significantly higher numbers of the decomposition than other containers, 86%. However, core parts and rice hull parts is around 15 to 23%, because module parts made with material high in cellulose, while core and rice hull containers made with the material high in lignin. And similar results we can see in 2012. The numbers is a little difference, 96% for module parts and 22 to 30% for the rice hull, core and soil wrap containers. Still similar results. And you see 73% of decomposition for the module parts and the core parts, rust hull parts decomposed less, only 12% to 27%. And in 2012, we did have 86% for the module part decomposition and 20 to 34% for the core parts and the rust hull parts, soil wrap parts. You may see those numbers a little bit lower than the plants, than the decomposition of container with Kenelmi plants, because the impatience plants has a less vigorous root system, so it's not easy to break up some of the container. For the antenna, 87% for module parts and around 23-24% for the core parts, rust hull parts. 2012, and we had 95% for the module parts and 18% to 22% for the core rust hull percent rust hull container. Others around 35% to 51%. So based on those data, we did conclude the impacts of the container type on the plant performance were much smaller than the effects from the location because of different environment conditions. And the by container, decomposition is depending on the material matter for them. And also plant species, environmental conditions, which relative to the temperature, humidity, precipitation, all those factors would affect the decomposition. So this is my conclusion. And in the final, I would like to acknowledge the financial support from the Specialty Crop Research Initiative and also hedge project money, and the generosity of donations of all those parts and materials from the company. Thank you so much. I would like to take your question if you have. Just one question.
I don't know if I missed it, but how did you assess the decomposition of the
Oh.
Repeat the question for the
microphone. Okay, the question is how we record the decomposition of the container. So we dug up the container from the ground and try to save those pieces with can see and clean them, then dry them, and use the new part as a standard. Then you can use the equation I posted here to calculate the percentage of the decomposition. We tried really hard to make a uniform procedure for every locations, but still have a little difference, like a soil type, right, and different people to handle that. Yeah, we have protocol to do that. Yeah, thank you so much.